Welcome to The Right Stuff. Today we have special guest Matthias Farley. Matthias, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right, let's get to the real important stuff right away.
Yes.
If you don't mind taking your hat off, what's up? Cut the dreads?
I cut them off, man. It was a long time coming. I've been thinking about it for about a year, maybe a year and a half. I had a pretty terrible hairline, and it gave me a lot of grief when I would be like, what am I doing? Take my shirt off and make sure it was down. So I was just like, you know, screw it. I don't care. I'm gonna be bald. I was gonna be bald eventually.
It's a good point.
Yeah,
so getting ahead of the curve.
Get ahead of the curve, and it's amazing. Like taking showers is so easy.
Oh, and as someone like me who's never had dreads and used to be a fat offensive lineman, I can only imagine how hot those would be.
Oh,
I would have
hot.
To shave my head before training camp just because it's so hot anyway. Yeah. You want as much cool air as you can.
They're really hot, and they're on your neck and stuff, and you know, out of your helmet. So yeah. You're always trying to get them out of the way.
So are you faster now?
I like to think so. Probably not, maybe. Due to the strength and conditioning program, I'm gaining
nice,
speed. I don't think
nice.
It's directly correlated with my
it's
hair.
It's the strength and conditioning program with Rusty Jones.
Yes,
right? not your haircut.
Yes, not my haircut.
Now, I did read something, though. You talked about your beard. You're going to grow the beard out?
I'm going to grow the beard out.
And you said you wanted a, quote, biblical beard?
Yeah, it's going to be on God flow. It's going to be...
Okay. Are we talking like Abraham, Moses, you know, Noah? Which, do you have a certain Old Testament, long-bearded, biblical character in mind?
Not necessarily. My mindset is that, you know, they didn't have razors back then, so they probably all had beards of different kinds. So I want it to be my own, but I want it to, you know, maybe be modeled after some of the, you know, the great prophets.
I like it. The God flow beard.
The God flow beard.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good transition to where you went to school.
Yes,
Notre Dame. Touchdown Jesus.
Touchdown Jesus.
All right. How many times have you seen the movie Rudy?
I've seen the movie Rudy. I mean, you're not going to believe it, but only like two or three times. I feel like...
Was that before you got to school?
It was before I got there. That was my graduation present from everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was giving it away.
20 copies of
it. Yeah. I was like, oh, Matthias, come to our graduation party. Most people write checks. I gave people Rudy. Right.
The real tough question is, did you cry when you watched it?
No.
No?
No. I'm more likely to cry during like Dick's Sporting Goods commercials
okay.
than I am.
See, I've seen Rudy 20 times and tear up every
time.
With the sixth pick in the 2018 NFL Draft... The Indianapolis Colts select Quentin Nelson, guard, Notre Dame.
All right, now we obviously drafted a guy from Notre Dame.
Yes, Quentin.
Quentin Nelson.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're excited to have a fellow Domer here.
Yeah.
Have you played with any other Notre Dame grads with the Colts?
I have not, no.
False. Get to know your teammates.
Who? Well, not when I was here.
If you see this binder right here, I spent 4 days at the University of Notre Dame in 2014. For an NFL business management class.
That doesn't count, Joe.
Would you qualify my 4 days there as a degree?
Absolutely not.
I have a framed certificate.
So do I, but I was there for 5 years.
Okay. So it took you 5 years to graduate.
It took me four. I did a half victory lap.
Oh, person.
Fifth year.
Perfect.
Yeah,
so it took you 4 years, but only took me 4 days.
Hey, we all learn differently.
So, okay. So you don't count mine as a degree?
I count it as a great experience.
Okay.
You probably learned a lot, more than you probably learned wherever you went to school.
That's
in
true.
Those 4 days, but...
I did tag it on LinkedIn, though, but the little ND thing that I'm trying to make myself.
That network,
Notre Dame in this state, you know how it goes.
That's a wide net.
Okay. So, obviously, we overlapped for 1 year, 2016.
Yeah.
You came in. You were talked about in the offensive line room, in a good way, as someone who is pretty much the most interesting man in the world. Just this presence, this aura you had about you, was the dread. You were an interesting guy. Do you think that if the Dos Equis guy ever steps away, you could step in and be in the commercials?
He is the most interesting man in the world.
I think I could, potentially. You know, there's a lot of, you know, I have Instagram. He probably doesn't have Instagram. He's a little more private about his routine and what he allows the public to see. My Instagram's mfarley41 if anybody wants to follow.
mfarley41, that is a must follow. That is a must follow for the millions of viewers that will see this episode.
This is a huge show.
How many followers do you have right now?
I have like 16,574.
In a few weeks, you'll probably have 16 million.
I just gave an exact number.
16,574?
Hey. I'm just kidding. I don't know if it's that many.
That's going to be... You ever heard of the J curve?
Yeah, I'm sure you learned that in Notre Dame.
It's going to be like this
Higher
exponentially.
Education.
It's going to go zoom through the roof.
Exponential growth.
We talked about how you're the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah.
Tell me some of your hobbies.
Straight
from the website, it says you play the ukulele.
I do. I don't play it well. I think that can be misleading. Like, I dabble in it. I think it's... And when I was in college with this guy, Corey Robinson, he was one of the most eclectic, eccentric people I ever met. And he was on the team. He was an incredible wide receiver, but he was an artist. He could sing. He could play 30 instruments. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to learn how to play the guitar, but there's too many strings. My fingers don't bend that well. And so I, the ukulele only had four strings, and I was like, oh, I could do this. So he taught me some stuff, and so.
Do you have a go-to song you play on the ukulele?
Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I feel like that's like the, yeah, you know, that's the one you gotta learn. Right. Yeah, I can't sing
can
and
you
play.
Sing as well?
Well, I can't sing to start with, but okay. I also can't sing and play.
Gotcha. So you
confused.
Just focus straight on, yeah, on the instrumental portion. Nice.
Head down, don't speak. Okay.
Forget it, you're about to get one. You heard me? You believe me?
What I really want to talk about is when you predict on film and tell Malik Hooker he's going to get a pick, and then he does like two plays later.
Yeah, I'm psychic.
Takes the snap. Colts coming with a blitz over the middle, and the ball is intercepted.
What'd I tell you? What'd I tell you?
By the Colts, and with it, Malik Hooker.
What'd I tell you?
Okay, what are the Powerball numbers for this week?
Well, I can't give that out because I like to keep those to myself. Okay. I just sit on them.
41 would probably be one.
It's in there, maybe.
Yeah, any lotto players out there, put 41 in. That's a lot week to week.
The whole Malik thing, I tell Malik all the time he's going to get picks. And then he does, like in Arizona, we were warming up before the game, and I was like, you're going to get a pick somewhere around here, and you got a pick somewhere around there. And I was like, I'm just going to keep saying
hey, keep doing it, yeah.
He just kept doing it every week. He had like three in a row.
I know, three in a row, and only played seven games. So
it's crazy.
Keep talking to him all 16 this year, give him the double-digit picks.
Absolute freak.
What else can your psychic powers be used for? Anything? I mean, I know you can't share a lot.
Yeah, but it's hard. We could talk.
Okay, off camera.
Off camera,
we'll shut it off.